This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, and it's been a long-awaited Tuesday because today we are performing the long-awaited Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. And we've got lots of good questions from lots of listeners to answer today. But during the first half hour, we're also joined by someone else who is both a sponsor of Superhuman Radio and also now working closely with Rob Regish, and that is Greg DeLong from Way Natural USA. First of all, how you doing, Rob Regish?
Stressed to the max, but we got a great show today, so I'm excited to, do my thing.
Okay, and then, of course, Greg DeLong. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking, Carl.
Okay, so first of all, let's start off with this. Rob, you flew to Way National USA headquarters in Florida, correct, recently?
Yeah, actually, my interest in the product kind of predates that. I receive a lot of questions about Way Natural USA from the Blueprint Army, so I took a flyer and ordered it. Ordered a 5-pound tub of chocolate, and happy that I did. Now, important to point out, I paid for this. I don't accept free samples and so forth because I think it skews feedback. But, I've used enough high-quality cold process whey over the years to know that this stuff was just gold. So when the opportunity presented itself, I hopped the plane to fly to, perhaps not coincidentally, Gainesville, Florida.
I know you're always talking about the ride to Gainesville, right, on the Blueprint.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I got to tour the facilities and more importantly, meet the people behind the product. And I asked some tough questions. And fortunately, Greg had all the right answers. This is a true, I'll call it medical grade protein that I was highly and am extremely impressed with. I've been, and I'm not a Johnny come lately to the cold processed whey protein scene. I was writing about this as long ago as 2008. The problem being, most products on the market that purport to be cold processed aren't. And there are a ton of whey protein cheapies out there that are spouting off on their label about all of the benefits that whey will give you. The only problem being is this. Their product can't give it to you because it's heat treated into oblivion.
Right.
So, I got to learn more about the product, the Chill-Rite process, and again, the people behind the product. And, when I tell you that everything Greg and Way Natural does is top shelf, I mean it. I mean, just from everything from the cleanliness of the facilities, to the way business is done, it was extremely, it's a Rolls Royce.
It's the only product that Elisa and I use, as far as whey protein goes now. And it's really, there's a reason for that because there's only a couple things in it, and that is the best whey protein concentrate in the world, some stevia and some organic natural flavors and nothing else. And, in this day and age, you don't pay for what's in it. You pay for what's not in it. And that's just the hard and cold fact of life today.
Yeah, the beauty of the product, like you said, is it's exceptionally clean. But more importantly, you are getting, perhaps for – the first time, the true benefits of what a cold processed whey protein can do for you. We're talking about building glutathione levels, all of the growth factors that are inherent that stay intact because there is no heat treated to use it.
Well, and I want to talk about that with Greg for a second. There's a lot of double talk on the internet today. There are lots of especially grass pasture fed whey protein products out there that claim to be quote-unquote cold processed. But then when you read the fine print, what they say is that they're processed at very, very low heats as opposed to the traditional high heat pasteurization process. They're still processed at 107, 110 degrees, but they get to call themselves cold processing because they are colder than the traditional 120, 140 degree pasteurization process. That's not what you talk about when you talk about Chill-Rite, right, Greg?
Absolutely. Our process, from start to finish, our product is never heated. Never, ever heated. I can't go into the details because it's proprietary. It's a trade secret. But from the time we tanker the milk from the Amish farms in upstate New York, where the cows are grass pasture fed during the spring, summer, and fall, and hay fed in the winter, the Chill-Rite process begins. And basically what you're getting is raw whey protein, but it's been pastured in an unconventional way where everything is intact, but all the pathogens or any bacteria are killed immediately.
Right. So this is not low heat pasteurization, folks. I want to be clear on this because there's lots of innuendo and misrepresentation out there about what is cold pasteurization and cold process. Rob, let's get on to something else. So while you were in Gainesville at the Way Natural USA headquarters, I hear there was some videoing going on. What was that about?
Yeah, you know, over a period of, 4 or 5 days, we shot exercise videos to put together a 30-day challenge that Way Natural USA will be coming out with. And it's geared towards beginners, but I'll tell you, there's a heck of a lot of great information in there. You know, everyone from a ranked beginner on up to people that have been training for a long time will be able to pull information out of it. You know, we did 100 bodyweight squats in 2.5 minutes. We did the barbell jammer press. We demoed a whole bunch of exercises. And, you know, we took the time to go out and buy competitors' products and a lot of things that people spend their money on today to illustrate really how to use Way Natural USA in the most cost-effective manner. And I'll tell you, you know, a lot of people might scoff at this statement, but I put 1 or 2 scoops of Way Natural USA, cold processed whey, up against, you know, 6 scoops of your Walmart whey out there any day. And we showed them how to do it. And we did some interesting stuff, too, with coconut oil and showing folks how to bracket it around their workout. It's cool stuff.
And I think that's an important point to make right now. I think that most people use whey protein the wrong way. No pun intended. They use whey protein not as a supplement, but as their primary source of protein. And this is why so many people go, well, Way Natural USA is so expensive to use. And it's really not expensive to use if you're using it the way whey protein is designed to be used. You shouldn't be having whey protein 6-8 scoops a day, instead of having solid food meals. It should be used as a supplement and timed as such around your workouts. Would you agree with that statement, Rob?
Yeah, matter of fact, one of the things that made a big impression upon me was I was talking to Greg and gave him my personal opinion. I said, look, you know, you're dealing with a population out there that is still holding firm to the maximum. You know, you need to get 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And to do that, you know, your average 200-pound guy is going to have to slam, 4 to 6 scoops of Way Natural USA and make up the rest of it in his diet. It's just not feasible. So I shared with him my thoughts of here's how to use less Way Natural USA, but by timing its use before and after your workout and mixing it with some things like virgin coconut oil, etc., he said you can actually get better results. And Greg was in full agreement with that, and that went a long way with me because here's a guy that, you know, obviously he benefits more if he uses this product 4 to 6 times a day, but he said, oh, let's go shoot the videos and show them how to use it once or twice a day to get the max benefit out of it.
And we have a coupon code we're going to give right now before we take this break and we come back. We're going to be talking more with Greg about the product. But right now you can get 10% off any size, even the one, just the smallest jug, which is just about 1 pound, to try out. If you use the coupon code COACHROB10, all lowercase, COACHROB10, COACHROB10, you can save 10% off your order to try it yourself. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more with Greg DeLong from Way Natural USA. Then we're going to go into our traditional Blueprint Power Hour, answering your questions about training, nutrition, and anything else under the sun. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be turning to your questions. We've got lots of good questions for today's show. I can promise you that. Right now we're talking with Greg DeLong from Way Natural USA. Because like myself, Rob Regish is now a believer that this is the single best whey protein powder out there. And you know what? We all know that it's not about quantity. It's about quality. We find that all the time. And if you're using a whey protein powder as your primary source of protein, you've got a problem. You should be using it as a supplement, as it's designed to. And when you use it as a supplement, this is the best product out there to do it because it is economical. Greg, give us a peek under the hood, if you can, without giving away too much, on what's coming in the upcoming months as far as promotions. What is this 30-day challenge all about?
Well, I felt it was really important to take a different approach with Way Natural USA. I wanted a holistic approach. And to be holistic, you need not only good nutrition, but you need exercise. And so I started doing some research and scoped out some of the workout diaries that were not available on the website. And I said, well, I want to have a workout diary because I know that personally I need to write things down so I can see my progress, so I can get excited. So I teamed up with Rob and we co-authored our workout exercise diary that's being set the printer right now. We're expecting it back anytime soon. And it has a hard laminated cover and it's spiral bound. And it's easy to open and easy to jog all of your information. Then I came out, I said we needed some equipment to track our measurements as well as some other instruments to help exercise, and we acquired from Sirius Steel a medium exercise band that you can take to work, you can take to your, you can do it in your home, and again, all ages. Now, I have individuals that are in their 80s and 90s on my whey protein. Well, I want them to exercise in a moderate way where they'll live longer. They'll buy my product longer. I don't want them to die off. So, I mean, it's kind of selfish, but it's not. You know, I just want everyone to really reap the benefit. You know, what's really amazing is that I heard from one of my elite athletes that's on Way Natural USA, Brad Nortman, who was the punter for the Carolina Panthers. And as you probably all know, the Carolina Panthers are kicking butt, that they've won the last 9 games. And I was looking at his stats, and as a punter, they're required to kick the ball and try to kick it as far as they can. Well, he's increased the distance by over 10 yards ever since he's been on Way Natural USA. And I talked to him the other day, and I said, hey, would you be willing to talk about how this has helped you? And he said, absolutely. And I said, it's pretty amazing to see how he has increased his endurance and also the muscles to boot the ball at great distance.
Yeah, and he attributes that to using Way Natural USA, bottom line.
Yeah, really. I mean, he started back in August, just before the teams were getting ready for competition, and he came out and said, yes, since I've been on this regimen doing it twice a day, before and after, I'm seeing huge results.
And I know a lot of you out there probably saying to yourself, look, how could the whey protein be the answer? Well, I'm trying to get a scientist on the show right now from a study that was sent to me by Adele Musa that talks about a pig study, which we all know that pigs are better candidates for studies that translate to human outcomes than rats or mice. Looking at the different processing of whey protein concentrates and their effects on the physiology and the biology of the organism. And it's profound. And the bottom line is this. The more processed, cheaper commodity whey proteins just don't do the same good things for the body than the more elegantly processed, better whey protein concentrates. It's a fact. So for those of you out there going, well, I'm buying a $70 or $80 for 10-pound bag of whey protein right now, and you're pounding down 300 grams of it a day. When Rob said before, by getting one scoop of this could actually have more benefits to you than that, he wasn't lying. It's not like we're just saying that because, well, who's going to figure it out? You can't really. There is research out there that shows it. We're trying to get the scientists on the show now because the quality, we know the quality of the food matters. That's why we buy organic. That's why we buy grass-fed, grass-finished beef. That's why we buy humanely raised pork that lives a life that pigs live. And it's not in a pen eating corn and grain and soy all day long. We know that the quality of the food is important. So why do you stop short with believing that when it comes to whey protein powder? I know why. Because you go, well, this stuff's expensive. Yeah, it is. And most of the supplements you buy are expensive if you figure it out by the gram or by the capsule. This is no different. But there's a reason for you to consider spending more on a protein powder. And this is quite possibly the best protein powder out there. Now, if it's just not in your budget, it's just not in the budget. But there's an old saying, you can't get blood from a turnip. And that's a hard way of saying, look, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But don't dispute it. Don't try to say in your head, well, it doesn't matter anyway. No, it does matter. It really, really does.
Carl, also, when we were doing the comparisons of other whey proteins, the size of the scoop in some of these tubs, say from Walmart and
whatever,
PNC
right?
They're
70 centimeter, 80. I mean, 70 cc, 80 cc, 100. Yeah, and when you look at them, it says something like 118 grams in total weight, and 21 grams is protein. Well, what's the rest of it then?
Yeah, you know, we did a really interesting comparison. I want to say it was maybe Muscle Milk. They had a 35-gram scoop, of which only about 16 was protein, and heat-treated protein at that.
Well, now. Now, Muscle Milk is not a fair assessment, and here's why. I mean, I'm all for pointing out things that are accurate. But Muscle Milk is an MRP. It's a meal replacement powder. So it's got vitamins, it's got minerals, it's got fiber, it's got other things in it that are supposed to make it equivalent to, having a meal as a meal replacement product. But even comparing it just to straight whey protein powders, when you look at straight whey protein powders, I'm sorry, Body Fortress, for instance, okay? The Body Fortress scoop is like an 85 or 100 cc scoop, and it's 108 or 110 grams of weight, actual weight, but only 21 grams is protein. What is the other 70 something grams? What is it? If it's not an MR, it's not an MRP. It's not like they have carbohydrates in there, isolated from some sort of maltodextrin. It's not. It's just supposed to be whey protein. What else is in there? And I'll tell you what it is: anti-conglomerating agents to keep the stuff from caking and sticking together. Tons of artificial sweeteners and artificial flavors, as well as things like xanthan gum, so it gets really thick and you feel like you're drinking something like a milkshake, you know, because people want it thick. Coloring agents, it's all this other crap that you're getting that you don't really want. That's why I come back to what I said before. It's not about paying for what you get anymore. It's about paying for what's not in it. Well, anybody have a comment? Greg, what do you think of my statement?
I agree. Plus, you find soy, and we also did some checking as far as the pasteurization process on one.
Hey, Rob. I'm sorry, Rob. Could you be careful? You're breathing into the mic when Greg is talking, and it's blocking him out. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Greg. About the pasteurization process.
Yeah. Well, the pasteurization process on some of these other products. I mean, we made a phone call, and we asked him point blank, "What is the how high does a temperature do you pasteurize your whey protein?" They said 170 degrees.
Yeah. They want to make sure it's not only all the pathogens are killed, they want to make sure that the protein is completely cooked too. That's their goal.
And then they have a combination of isolates and concentrate. So, I mean, I just don't understand why they should either have either or. Why the combination? It just doesn't make any sense.
Here's the bottom line. If you can justify the added cost of Whey Natural USA, it is worth every single penny of it. I can't make you spend the money that you don't have, and I respect that because I remember periods in my life where I had to get what I could afford to get. But there's nothing better than Whey Natural USA out there today. There really isn't. The product is sourced from grass pasture fed animals here in the United States. It is handled in such a way that no other commodity whey protein is handled out there. It is processed in such a way that no other commodity whey protein out there is processed in. It never sees heat, okay? And it only has three ingredients in every jug: the whey protein, organic cocoa or organic strawberry, and stevia, and that's it. So yes, it's more expensive, but it's worth it. And
well,
that's the
bottom
line.
We also have the plain, and when you're considering, even with the plain, there's only 1 gram of carb and 112 calories, and then the with 25 grams of protein. With the flavored, you have 25 grams of protein, 2 grams of carbs, and 116 calories. I mean,
yeah. Very, very minimal difference. Minimal difference there. Okay, so
yeah.
here's the coupon code again. It's Coach Rob, COACHROB 1010, all one string, lowercase. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Way Natural banner ad today. Use that coupon code. Order a 1 pound jug. See for yourself. If you don't want to put a lot of skin in the game, try it. And save 10% at the same time. Convince yourself. That's all I can say. But it's the only whey protein I will use, because I am not putting anything else in my body at this point in time that I don't need. That's really the truth.
I'll close with this. We know from radioisotope studies that everything from the hair on your head down to your toenails is rebuilt by the quality of protein that you eat. And yes, it's over time, but the bottom line is this. You want to build a house of cards? Use soy, use cheap, heat-treated whey. You want to build a house from bricks? Use Whey Natural USA, a genuine, cold-processed, biologically active whey protein.
Check it out today. Greg, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for being a sponsor, and also thank you for helping launch these new videos with Rob Regish as well.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yes.
There's a lot to come.
Yes. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with the traditional Blueprint Power Hour. We've got lots of good questions. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com. Today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Wow. This song is I Want to Take You to a Gay Bar. I don't know what to say. Anyway, we've got some good questions here, that's for sure. The first one comes from Rob Robertson. And it's a long comment and question. Several episodes ago, it was discussed that if you overtrain or overextend in the weightlifting endeavors, our resting normal heart rate will increase. With this information, I determined that my resting heart rate is 59 beats per minute. But I went one step further and had my doctor check my blood pressure, which is 110 over 80. Over the last week or so, my resting heart rate has increased to 70 beats per minute. I have been working very hard in the gym. So, thought it was time for a break and at least a major deload. But here is the interesting part. My blood pressure is 95 over 60. My question is there any correlation to resting heart rate combined with lowered blood pressure as it relates to training? And this really seems intuitive to me, by the way, and I'll explain after Rob talks. Go ahead.
Well, the short answer to your question, Rob, is there is no good correlation between pulse rate and blood pressure. Although, like you mentioned, Carl, you know, it's tempting to think that it does. A rising heart rate does not cause your blood pressure to increase at the same rate, which again is a popular assumption. Even though your heart is beating more times every minute, healthy blood vessels will dilate to allow more blood to flow through. When you exercise, your heart speeds up so that the blood can reach your muscles. And it may be possible for your heart rate to double safely, while your blood pressure may respond by increasing only a modest amount. So here's the bottom line. It's tempting to conclude that the two are related, but I can see no correlation between the two. My guess is that your blood pressure improved due to much better work capacity, meaning a direct result of your hard work in the gym. So I hope that helps, Rob. Kudos to you for, you know, taking that extra step and checking the blood pressure, too.
I would have to think that your blood pressure would drop if you become overtrained. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, as I keep tabs on mine, blood pressure is a tricky thing. I mean, you know, sudden rises and falls can happen due to, you know, different things.
Well, I'll tell you something else. Why they continue to check blood pressure the way they do today is baffling to me. I've had this discussion with Adele, and while he agrees with me, he also says, yeah, but if they check it that way and it rises and they still check it that way, then it's meaningful information. But when I became obsessive about checking my blood pressure many, many years ago, I found that if I rested my arm on a couple pillows, getting my arm just about the level of my heart or right below it, I could read my blood pressure as A. If I then dropped my arm, took the pillows away, and let my arm rest on the seat that I was sitting on, my blood pressure would be sometimes as many as 12 or 15 points higher than the initial reading. So where they hold your arm makes a difference. Now, I understand what Adele means, that if they get a reading one time and they get a reading another time, and if the reading is done exactly the same, then the information is meaningful if it goes up or down. But the problem is The doctors take the number as an absolute. So you go into a doctor's office, he stick your arm out, he reads your blood pressure, he goes, oh my goodness, your blood pressure is 160 over 90. And you go, wow. And he goes, you know, I think we need to prescribe something for you. When it turns out that the angle that your arm was at, and if he does the reading again, which usually they do two or three readings now, those who are in the know, and they'll take the average of the three. If they raise your arm up, they find out, oh, it's 140 over 76. And it's like, wow, that's good. So one is bad, one is good, and they're same readings. Why they don't use some sort of, what do they call that? What is that? Not the thermography, but the, I can't think of it now. You know, the sonogram. You know, they use a sonogram on a, when they check to look at a baby in the womb. What do they call that? Do you remember what that's called?
Yeah, I know what you're.
My point is this. Why aren't they reading a pressure and triangulating that information with blood flow as it's going through the veins? And here's why I say that. If you have a hose on your radiator, right? Can you read the pressure inside the hose by pinching the outside of the hose down? No, they put the pressure sensor inside the system where it feels the actual fluid because the hose adds some level of resistance.
Great analogy.
And why they test blood pressure the way they do today is beyond me, but that's another question. Okay. The next question comes from Rob Sadler. He says, Rob, thanks to you and Carl for including my question on the Blueprint Power Hour last week. I have followed your advice on increasing my dose of Tranquilogen from 2 a day to 3 a day, and the pain and inflammation management, the pain in my back has reduced from being barely manageable to being barely noticeable within a week. You and Carl are essentially correct regarding my injury. It is an injury to the lumbar vertebrae, which has resulted in inflammation to the surrounding areas. Anyway, I have a couple of questions concerning taurine supplementation and convict conditioning. First, I'm hearing interesting things regarding taurine supplementation and its health effects with respect to blood pressure, performance enhancement, and so on. I know that you included in Synthogen. Would it be overkill to supplement with taurine additionally on off days, given how cheap the powder is? Secondly, for months, I've been stuck at step 7 of pull-ups in convict conditioning. I can manage 2 sets of 10, left and right or uneven pull-ups, but not a single half one-arm pull-up. Do you have any ideas on how I can progress to the next step? Thanks for all you do, and Carl as well, for the hard work that you guys bringing information to the superhuman nation. First of all, explain what these pull-up styles are first. I don't understand them.
Well, the uneven pull-up that's prescribed in convict conditioning is, Rocky made these famous again in his movie. It's where one hand essentially grasps the bar and the other hand is around your wrist.
Ah, yes, okay.
So they're not, they're not by no means easy, but they're easier than having, your non-working hand around your back. And the jump from that to the next step, which is a half one-arm chin-up, is too much. I know exactly what he's talking about, but, because I got stuck there too, but the good news is I have effects. But first, let me address his question, questions here. First, I'm glad you're liking Tranquilogen, Robert. It really is a fantastic anti-inflammatory with a lot of other benefits. With respect to taurine, I have no problem using additional amounts above and beyond what's found in Synthogen. It's just one of those aminos whose benefits seem to keep multiplying as time goes by. Now, on the step 7 of convict conditioning, I got stuck there too. It seems many people do, as the strength that's necessary to make the jump from one step to the next is too much. To overcome that, I came up with the following solution. Instead of attempting work with just one hand on the bar, consider a palms up underhand grip with your working hand and grasping the far end of the chin up bar with the other. So as time goes by, grasp the bar with that non-working hand with 4 fingers, then 3, 2, 1, etc., until such time as you can perform the rep unassisted. Now, that progression method still takes a while, but it gradually forces the working arm to come more into play. The upshot is that your tendons, ligaments, and muscles will be strengthened over time until you're strong enough to perform the ultimate upper body feat of strength, in my opinion, the coveted one-arm up. Now, there are other workarounds that I consider more efficient versus the progressions outlined in Convict Conditioning. That's not to say he's wrong. It's just that I found a better way of doing things, at least for me. When I hear from large numbers of people getting stuck on a particular progression step, it tells me there's a better way. I'm confident that if you put that into practice, Robert, that suggestion, you too will find yourself gaining again. I hope that helps.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Jason Lelou. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint and the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Get the Blueprint 3.0 plus the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout session, Superhuman University course, plus a special gift when you order the Blueprint Bulletin. It doesn't get much better than that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3444 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The Blueprint Power Hour, matey. We're the Blueprint Pirates. Jason Leloux says, last minute blueprint power hour question. Sorry, can't do that, Jason. Next question. I hit you up for a sensible protocol when we started working 12 weeks ago.
He's talking about the hours at work.
Oh, seven twelve. Okay, a while back. Well, crunch time is upon us again. This time it's going to be 7:16s. Oh, 16-hour days.
Yeah.
That means I won't even be home 8 hours, much less sleeping 8 hours. What's the fix besides retirement for surviving for a few weeks and at least maintaining? Robbie Wan, you're my only hope. Obi Kenobi? Is that the Robbie Wan?
Yeah. You know, Jason Leloux is a class act, and I'll just leave it at that. He knows what I'm talking about. But, you know, this is sometimes the situation is a blessing in disguise, because as the old saying goes, fatigue masks performance. The solution lies in cutting volume and frequency while upping your intensity. And so in this instance, I suggest purposely overtraining a bit just before putting in the long hours at work. And doing so will accentuate the rebound effect when we pull the throttle back and allow your body to supercompensate. The key is harnessing your body's adaptive energies. Generally speaking, it's best to start progressively decreasing rest between sets, ultimately getting down to a 30-second rest interval, and adding work sets as the days go by. I am not a fan of doing this for any more than a week, as it's a powerful stimulus that catches up with you quick. Prior to doing that, it's important to establish your waking resting heart rate, like we spoke about earlier. And once you have your baseline and initiate this planned overtraining, you'll be able to ascertain the exact effect that it's having on your body. And the goal is to observe an increase in your waking resting heart rate of up to 8 beats per minute above baseline. Once you've hit that threshold, it's time to cut back. Cutting back, meaning cutting workout frequency in half, cutting your work sets in half, and using a minimum of 3 minutes of rest between sets. So naturally, you can and should lift a lot heavier during this time. Most trainees do well to train just 2 days a week for no longer than 45 minutes. If ever there was a time for high-intensity, one-set-to-failure training, high-intensity training, it's now. Your body is primed for that type of stimulus coming off of a volume phase, and you should see your strength exploding from workout to workout. Finally, I understand this is a short-term proposition, or understand rather that this is a short-term proposition in a lifetime of training. Having said that, I can honestly tell you some of my greatest strength gains came on just such a protocol. It doesn't last forever, but you can milk it for up to 6 weeks, at which point you'll need to move on to another loading protocol. So here's the bottom line. Overtraining in this instance can be used to your advantage, provided it's of short duration and a supercompensation phase follows. You would be wise to go with the flow, as they say, and make your schedule work for you versus trying to fight it. And that's how to do it.
Hope that helps, Jason. I knew I was going to have to take off a protracted period of time for the holiday recently. With traveling, right. I knew that it wasn't realistic. Well, I was able to do some cardio, and one of the hotels I stayed in had a nice weight room. So I was able to do some light stuff, but there was no way I was going to get a traditional workout in for the entire week. So leading up to that week, I trained every single day for almost five or six days. And I trained entire body for 5 or 6 days, and I hit every body part heavy for 5 or 6 days. And I, by the middle of the that particular week, I could tell that it was taking its toll on my energy. I wasn't sleeping well, and I was pushing into overtraining. But I did that, anticipating that I would take off for almost a week. And I got to tell you something. I am going to the gym tomorrow for the first time since I've been home, and I am chomping at the bit, and I look great, and I feel great. So it does work to do this. This kind of slingshot your way into these longer periods of downtime by longer periods of uptime, so to speak.
Yeah. Don't fight it. Take advantage of it. Go with the flow.
Yeah. The next question comes from Sam Freeman. Samuel Freeman says, hey, Rob, Thanks for the shout out last week on the Blueprint Power Hour. I always appreciate your advice and have experienced nothing but great results in the gym in the last year since I got the Blueprint. Hear that, everybody? And also subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Okay. Now, there's a guy who's doing it and it's working for him. It could work for you too. My schedule allows me to train very early in the morning, 4 a.m. to be exact. My current goal for the next 3 months is to add muscle. I currently train heavy 4 days a week with 1 day of cardio and 1 day of circuit training, total body workout. What should I be doing nutritionally and supplement-wise to maximize gains since I train this early in the morning? I currently train fasted except for 8 grams of essential amino acids pre-workout and 12 grams post-workout. Thanks, as always.
Yeah, nutritionally speaking, caloric zigzags are going to be priority number one, Sam, whether you're dieting or bulking, because doing so will keep you from gaining too much fat on a bulk and losing too much muscle on a cut. Next up, and regardless of dieting or bulking, I frequently recommend that you concentrate up to 50% of your calorie and carbs intake for the day during the 2 hours post-workout. The muscle is like a sponge then, and it just makes sense to feed it when it can accept the most nutrients. You are a smart man to bracket your workout with essential amino acids, as it's the exact advice I usually dispense. The research-proven dose is 6 grams prior, but even the authors of that study conceded that they didn't know if 6 grams was the optimal amount. That amount, by the way, resulted in a nearly 600% increase in protein synthesis when they were taken pre-workout, and interestingly enough, only a 400% increase when taken post. Again, they conceded timing and the amount used was optimal. I tend to agree with them. When formulating Synthogen, I used their research as a baseline model to optimize the essential amino acid ratios. What I ultimately found was that 6 grams is in fact the magic number, but results could be greatly improved by tweaking the branched chain amino acid ratio, of which, right, there are 3 of the 9 essential aminos in there. Think about this. We know branched chain aminos stimulate protein synthesis, but you need all 9 to complete the process. So it stands to reason that by maxing out the branched chain amino acids horsepower first, the rest of the process would be that much stronger, and it is. I won't give it away, but you'll note that leucine is the first amino acid listed in Synthogen, and curiously enough, isoleucine and valine fall a lot further down the list. It's not what most companies think. What surprised me was the effect that dosing halfway through the workout had. It seems the essential aminos get gobbled up fast during training, used either for gluconeogenesis, which is thus shielding the muscles from breakdown, or to actually be incorporated as new muscle protein. So accordingly, you'll hear me suggest to dose Synthogen 5 caps prior, 5 halfway through, and 5 immediately post. The rest of the formula is designed to green light muscle growth at the fastest possible rate. In any online review you can find, you'll know everything you need to know. Finally, the last thing that I would add is 1 cap of Tranquilogen pre and post. It's an excellent strategy because doing so helps spare the aminos in Synthogen to build muscle versus being gobbled up for gluconeogenesis. That due to the fact that curcumin that's inherent in Tranquilogen. Gluconeogenesis is a useful process, but if building muscle is your goal, you probably prefer real muscle growth. And thanks to nutritionists at Auburn University, we know that curcumin inhibits gluconeogenesis. And it's not all that it does. Curcumin has also been shown to radically improve glucose uptake in the muscle cell and speed muscle regeneration after damage 5 times faster than placebo. And interestingly enough, some of the latest research I saw showed that 1,000 IU of vitamin D was shown to inhibit muscle breakdown. So that's how I would go about it, Sam. You're doing a lot right already. Those would be the cherries on top, so to speak.
Let's see. We could either go long and answer another question or take a break now and come back and take our time. It looks like we're going to go ahead and take a break now and come back with another question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WheyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. The next question comes from Craig Richardson. Is that right? Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yep.
He says, "Hey, Rob, I have a question for the Blueprint Power Hour. Forearms have always been my weakest area, and I hate doing wrist curls. So, and good for you, because they don't help your forearms. So, in your opinion, which exercise would you recommend, and how could I employ static contraction techniques or any other goodies to get my forearms growing again?" Now you're thinking right. Cheers. I have to say your show and the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy are the shows I listen to the most. And I appreciate greatly the information and tips from your show. And you're a top bloke, Rob. Thanks. Craig, part of the BP Army.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate those comments. Forearms were never a problem for me, but I can empathize with weak muscle groups, right? I think we all can. Having said that, I am not a fan of wrist curls. I just fail to see it delivering results for people. I see a lot more injuries from it than results. In your case, I would first ensure that lots of heavy pushing and pulling be performed without straps or grip aids. That alone tends to be enough for most men. But beyond that, I favor an old-time strongman exercise known as tears from a towel. And credit to Brooks Kubik for this, because he opened my eyes to it. Set up two buckets, and you fill one to the top with water. Now you're going to dunk a towel in it and pull it out. Next, you're going to wring that towel out over the empty bucket by using a clockwise twisting motion. Once it's dry, dunk it in again in the bucket and wring it out using a counterclockwise motion. You keep going back and forth a minimum of 6 times and try to do so quickly. I say try, because once you're done with this little experiment, you know why they call it Tears from a Towel. It's a very unique form of training the forearms due to the twisting motion, and you're twisting clockwise and counterclockwise. Absolutely brutal, but brutally effective as well. Other solutions include the famed Captains of Crush grippers, which build crushing strength in the hands, fingers, and forearms. Pull-ups done hanging from climbing ropes will also develop Popeye-like forearms in short order. Fat grip work, and all of that is just miles more effective than what guys are doing for forearms out there today. So give that Tears from a Towel a shot for, I'd say, 3 to 6 months, using it as a finisher on your upper body day. I am confident that you will see steel rods popping out of your forearms in no time. So I hope that helps, Craig.
And you know what? Good old-fashioned farmer's walks. And if you don't feel like walking, pick up 220, 130, 140-pound dumbbells off the rack, hold them in your hands at your sides, and hold them there until they literally fall out of your hands on their own.
Yeah.
I guarantee you won't be able to do this, because I guarantee that you will let them go before they pry themselves out of your hands. And if you use dumbbells as opposed to kettlebells, this is a much better exercise, because the dumbbells want to unroll the hands. So you're fighting against not only gravity, but you're fighting against the torque of the dumbbells wanting to unroll from your hands. You'll be able to hold it maybe for a minute first time around. If you truly do let your forearms fatigue completely to where you let them crash to the ground and you watch your feet as they're going down so they don't hit the sides of your feet, and everybody in the gym looks at you like you're a jerk, but wait about a minute or two, maybe 3 minutes or four, and grab them and do it again. And you won't be able to hold it for a third of what you did before. And do that 3 or 4 times and then get out of the gym. What you will feel in your forearms is something that you never feel, and that is complete obliteration and exhaustion of the muscles. You won't be able to grab your keys and put them in the keyhole of your car when you drive away.
Yeah,
that's a sign that you just hit your forearms in a way that they're going, oh man, we never got that before. What's this idiot doing to us now?
Another good sign is when your hand involuntarily closes you can't get it back out other than using your other hand to unpeel your fingers.
Yeah.
I've been there too.
So. You know, the forearms and the calves are two unique muscles that get a lot of reps day in and day out. Reps do not affect them. We've talked about this on the show. I even got a really nice message from a guy who people turn to make weak body parts pick up, and that's Brett Contreras, who after we talked on one of the shows that he did with me, and I mentioned that, you know, I couldn't get my calves to grow until I started doing heavy static contractions and holding them until I couldn't hold them any longer, and then hobbled off and cursed my legs because they were burning so bad. And I started doing those with some regularity, and all of a sudden my calves exploded. And the size stayed. They stayed that way. And I said, you know, my logic is the calves and the forearms, they get fed repetition all day. You walk 10,000 steps, those calves are pumping 10,000 times a day. Your quads aren't getting that kind of exercise. Your hamstrings aren't, but your calves are. Your forearms are the same thing. You're tapping away at keyboards. You're driving. You're shifting. You're moving. You're doing reps, thousands and thousands of reps a day. Your forearms laugh at reps. Ha, ha, ha. Give us all the reps you want. You're never going to hurt us. You start doing static holds with your forearms and contracted holds with your forearms, now you're taking them into a territory that they haven't been into in your entire life. Now they respond with a different type of growth.
Yeah, amen. You know, those kind of muscle groups are stubborn. They need a unique, in some cases, extreme stress to grow. And, you know, these exercises and solutions that we're giving here are just that. They're unconventional. They're extreme. And they elicit lots and lots of growth.
And you won't want to do them. And you know why? The same reason people don't squat and deadlift, because it's hard, it's painful, it drains you. I'll tell you something. So we're saying this, right? And right now I can hear the collective nodding of heads. Yeah, that works. I'm going to try that. And then you won't, because you know. oh my God, like holding those dumbbells for 30, 45, a minute, whatever you can stand to hold them that first cycle until your hands let go on their own, till you lose complete control of the muscles in your hands and you can't resist and they collapse and the dumbbells fall to the ground. That is hard work because guess what? Your traps are going to be throbbing. Your traps are going to feel like they're pulling at the base of your skull. Your shoulders are going to pull out of the joints because the shoulder muscles won't be able to hold back. Your lats will feel it. Your pecs will feel it. Your legs, your body will feel that. And hence, no one's going to do it. And we'll get an email 2 months from now saying, you know, I got forearms. They just won't respond. Because nobody wants to do these kind of things because guess what? It's flipping hard work. Doesn't sound hard, but it's really, really hard work. But guess what? If you do it, you won't have to send those emails in going, my forearms don't grow. I don't know what to do.
Amen.
I mean, you know what? The first time I read dog crap training, I'll never forget this. So it was chest day. I had trained chest. Now it was time to do that static stretch at the bottom of the dumbbell press. Remember? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God. Painful memory.
Yeah, I remember grabbing 280, because he says, don't go real heavy with these. I remember grabbing 280-pound dumbbells and sitting there with them on the front of my legs, kicking them back so that my arms were completely extended, just like I was doing my pressing work, got my butt down, arched my back, pushed my feet into the ground, and slowly let the dumbbells come down. And then I pronated my wrist just slightly so that I could get a complete stretch, so that the one side of the dumbbells were not touching my pecs. So my hands were neutral. My palms were facing each other. And I got a complete stretch. And I thought, this will be easy. And it felt easy for about the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it started to happen. My whole body started to quiver and undulate. I was shaking. My heart rate picked up like I was jogging. I was looking at the clock, and then it happened. The clock looked like it was moving slower. I could see the second hand was moving like at 3 seconds every click. When is this going to be a minute? 30 seconds, 40 seconds. I mean, when I finally got to the minute and I dropped the dumbbells and stood up, I got lightheaded. All I was doing was laying there. I got lightheaded.
Loaded stretching, for those that are interested. You know, this was advocated as long ago as maybe even before him, but John Perillo in the early 1990s theorized that, the loaded stretching expands the fascia or the bag that holds the muscle, thus giving it more room to grow. And this, you know, he speculated that this was eventually going to give birth to 300-pound bodybuilders at a time when there weren't any. And look at what's going on today. I mean, it is an incredibly intense technique that does result in much greater muscle fullness. And it's deceiving because, like you said, you know, you're just sitting there holding the weight. You're not lifting the weight like everybody's used to, but, man, those were some of the most painful workouts I ever had.
The longest 1 minute of your life will be while you're holding those dumbbells, the way we just said, standing there in front of the mirror, waiting for the 1 minute to pass by, or getting under a completely stretched pectoral set of pecs with 70 or 80-pound dumbbells in your hands, waiting to hold those there in a stretched position for a minute. That will be the longest minute of your life.
It is searing pain. But boy, does it feel good. Afterwards.
I was just going to say, and guess what? So we're all like, oh, what will give me the most muscle the fastest? What will make me get, it works. It works. It works. It works. And no one will do it because it is so damn hard.
Yeah.
But do it.
I just look at it as, you know, it's 1 minute of your life. You know, if you can't give that, you don't want it.
And it's so effective that you should not do this with regularity. I'll tell you something else. You want to end up with an overuse injury, like really, really fast? Do these 2 weeks in a row. Any of these advanced techniques we're talking about, do them 2 weeks in a row and watch how fast the soft tissue, tendons and ligaments in the body part that you're training go, okay, idiot, you're not doing that anymore.
Your body, if your brain doesn't stop you, your body will.
Yeah, once a month. That's all you need to do these. Once a month. On forearms, you probably can do them twice a month. But that static stretch at the bottom with dumbbells, once a month, that's all you need. And you'll see growth from it. and you won't injure yourself. You do it more than that, you're going to injure yourself, and then you won't be able to train for a while.
Yeah, so. The sweet spot really is in the frequency, but you would be hard-pressed to find another method that results in this, I would say, as big a visual change in your body, you know, that I've ever seen.
All right, we're gonna take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to perform the blueprint tip of the day. All of you remember playing with slingshots? We're going to talk about a different type of slingshot. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Slim Thugger, you need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters.
Good girls got to get down with the gangsters. We're talking about the gangsters of the weight room here. Okay. The blueprint tip of the day. The slingshot cycle. What is it, Rob?
Well, last month, I speculated that red yeast rice used in a very specific fashion would deliver some big-time results. And since then, I've made some significant advances with folks that have been using this insofar as the practical application. So I'm going to share some of those with you now in the hopes that the listeners can apply them in their own training. The rationale behind this is as follows. You know, we know steroids increase both muscle tissue breakdown and buildup. We further know that because buildup exceeds breakdown, the end result is more muscle growth. And the key is timing and how to amplify periods of both. If you succeed in breaking down more muscle, the signal to repair and rebuild will be that much stronger. And we can do that now with red yeast rice due to the lovastatin that's contained therein. We can also accelerate recovery and growth with Synthogen. So the protocol, since I came up with this theory, I had the opportunity to refine this practical use protocol. Originally, I thought dosing red yeast rice on training days and Synthogen and other stuff on off days would be best. However, it turns out you can do even better. For the first 5 days, I have my guys load 2,000 milligrams of red yeast rice every day. And during that time, they cut their calories and their protein in half. I also have them train 3 times in those 5 days, every other day, gradually cutting their rest periods down between sets. So a brief overview. Day one would look like this. You're going to work with 90 seconds of rest between sets. You work your chest, back, and biceps. Day two, you work legs and abs, 60 seconds of rest between sets. And day three, it's back to chest, shoulders, and tries, but you're bringing the rest periods down to 30 seconds between sets. You know, as far as exercises go, I'm all for keeping your current exercises. Just remember to add one top-end set to each day. And the reps should be in the 4 to 6 rep range on day one, 6 to 8 on day two, and 8 to 10 or higher on day three. You want to pick efficient compound lifts that work a lot of muscle mass. So things like squats, deadlifts, upper body presses of all sorts, and rows. For the next 2 days, once you complete that, you're going to just, it's complete rest. And you should initiate refeeding during that time. You also want to discontinue red yeast rice and initiate some heavy loading with Synthogen or, if you're so inclined, essential aminos, creatine, that sort of thing. Now, when I say heavy Synthogen use, I mean up to 15 caps a day. And also during that time, you want to revert to refeeding the body in a slight caloric excess. In practice, I find 100% or 120% rather of maintenance is ideal. Some guys can go higher, but the point is get more food. The next 3 weeks are where the magic happens. You're going to continue to take that Synthogen every day. But we do the big turnaround right here. And there are a couple rules associated with that turnaround. Rule number one is you want to perform big barbell and heavy compound lifts only, much like you did during the first 5 days. But the twists go like this. No less than 3 minutes of rest between sets, because that changes the energy system draw to the adenosine triphosphate phosphocreatine system, which will stimulate muscle growth. During the first 5 days, you'll move from drawing in the ATP-PC cycle during workout one all the way to the lactic acid energy system on day two, and then finally the VO2 max endurance pathway used during workout three. Then it's here where it's back to the ATP phosphocreatine corner of the energy system for 3 weeks. Rule number three, you should be training on a one-on, two-off schedule when you start lifting heavy again. Your body's going to be super compensating during this time, so it's important to give it the additional rest that it needs. If you find your strength gains slowing down, by all means, go to a one-on, three-off. still do your cardio and general physical preparedness on off days, but the body is begging for the opportunity to supercompensate and grow stronger now, because by putting the body in an overtrained and undernourished state and layering in red yeast rice, something that breaks down muscle tissue, for the first 5 days, you will be upregulating all of the body's muscle-building energy. And as soon as those 5 days are over, we flip the switch and give your body the nutrients, the calories, the protein, and the time that it needs to build muscle tissue at an accelerated rate. So here's the final word on this new strategy. In applying this slingshot cycle, I believe I have devised a repeatable system that mimics the effects of low-dose anabolics. No, you're not going to blow up like you're on A-bombs, but you're going to blow up all right. And all that's needed is the knowledge and intelligent strategic use of the weight training protocol and two supplements, not a dozen, just two, to make it work. I lay out the entire protocol in detail in this month's Blueprint Bulletin. If you're so interested, you can learn more at CoachRobRegish.com. I got a new website. Did I tell you that?
You did tell me, but tell the audience.
Well, yeah. Well, for the first time, all of my stuff has been consolidated on one page, which is to say the Blueprint is there, the Blueprint Bulletin, Synthogen, Tranquilogen, articles from, you know, past newsletters that I've written. It's all at CoachRobRegish.com. And there are some great specials that we're running right now. I'm really excited about it because before, you know, folks had to run to the Blueprint Bulletin or the BodybuildingSupplements.com. It was just scattered. It was all over the place. It's a fantastic site. So if you like what you hear on the Power Hour, please visit CoachRobRegish.com. I know you're going to love that. But I am really excited, Carl, about this slingshot cycle. I mean, you used that very term when we were discussing it before on a prior question.
Yeah.
You know, this is a new way of doing business. You can repeat this, and it fits neatly into a month. You can repeat this with some, you know, different twists, but man, you want to talk about the shake-up factor? You know, it's not entirely new, obviously. The concept has been around for a long time, but you know, red yeast rice, I think, was kind of the breakthrough, because here's a supplement or a compound that actually accelerates muscle tissue breakdown. And, you know, where are you going to find that on the market today? People certainly aren't going to sell something like that.
You're really taking advantage of the phenomenon that has the ability to cause rhabdomyolysis in people who train while taking statin drugs.
Yeah, I mean,
you're using it as a method of causing greater tissue damage, but then you're backing it off, which they don't
right.
do.
Right, and the back off really is the key. Now, you brought up rhabdo. I'm glad you did. You know, if at any time during those 5 days you feel off, stop. All right, I've danced with rhabdo. She's not a good dance partner. You don't want to go there. But you know, done intelligently and with precision, taking advantage of the body's ability to marshal every muscle-building mechanism that it has is, I mean, you got to see some of the emails I'm getting from guys that are trying this. They are guys that have been stuck for years, you know, in some cases decades, are making huge visual improvements in a month. And come to think of it, you know, you talked before about dog prep training and those stretches. That would be a fantastic time to insert those in the 3 weeks of, you know, the back off period where you're just training heavy and the nutrients are flooding back in. It's a terrific way to volumize muscle cells and growth. And this is honest to goodness legitimate muscle growth. It's not just, you know, shunting more water into the muscle cell. These guys are telling you we're on to something.
Very interesting. Really,
yeah.
Very interesting. I mean, it's yeah. taking advantage of a negative effect of a statin drug to actually, like you said, slingshot your way in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And again, you know, it's just, its beauty is in its simplicity. You know, things needn't be complicated. The Spartan approach is always best. Two supplements, and the protocol, the training strategy. That's it. So give that a shot. You know, if you've been stagnant for a while, give that a shot. I would love to hear from you guys. If you could write in next week, the week after, and let me know how you do with it.
Yeah, really good point. Really, really good. Rob Regish, as always, thank you so much for all the hard work that you put into the Blueprint Power Hour. Also want to thank Greg DeLong from Way Natural USA. Remember, you can save 10%. And you can go to Way Natural and buy the one-pound jug, by the way. Okay, you don't have to break the bank and buy the five-pound jug or the tuna. Buy a one-pound jug, save 10% off. Use the coupon code COACHROB10. COACHROB10, all lowercase, all one word, no spaces, no hyphens. COACHROB10, and save 10% off. Try it yourself. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
see you next week. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
Interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about
this? This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.